question. Here it is said that in the purport, it is said that purport of 1.17.23, it is said that the bull was put under illusion by the deluding energy of the Lord, and thus he could not identify who was the cause. So let's read what Prabhupada says. The personality of religion knew perfectly well that nothing can take place without a sanction of the Supreme Lord, and still he was put into doubt by the deluding energy, and thus he refrained from mentioning the Supreme Cause. This doubtfulness was due to the contamination of both Kali and the material energy. So now here we have to understand that there is a certain amount of inconceivability with respect to ascribing suffering to a particular cause. And in general, there are broadly different strategies which are used by different religious traditions to make sense of the problem of evil. Now, why do bad things happen to good people? Now, and what exactly is the role of the Lord in that? So one thing we have to clearly understand, that Dharma was not deluded by the illusory energy the way we are deluded. If we are deluded, the way we are deluded means that we may be covered in the modes of passion and ignorance. We don't perceive the reality at all. But we do see that Dharma's consciousness, the bull's consciousness, was quite high. That's how he was able to perceive the reality that he speaks a lot of philosophy, and he says that actually it's very difficult to know who is the cause. Some people say this, some people say that. So the specific point which Prabhupada makes is he refrains from identifying the Lord as the Supreme Cause. So this is something which is which different devotees at different points may perceive things differently. Some devotees may feel that if some devotee gets cancer. Some devotees may feel that this cancer is forcing me to take shelter of Krishna. So in that sense, the cancer is here, Krishna is here. I am in between, and the cancer is pushing me from behind and making me go closer to Krishna. And Prabhupada himself talks about this mood when he says in the Ishopanishad purport, the miseries of material existence are when they indirectly serve to remind us of our incompatibility with matter. That means get out of material existence, go to the spiritual world. So that's what is. So there, rather than thinking of that misery as specifically coming there, specifically considering that the Lord is coming as the misery, he's saying, okay, this misery is coming from somewhere, but it is meant to make me towards the Lord. So one way is that we can see the misery from whatever source it is coming, its purpose is to make me go towards Krishna. So sometimes we may see the source of the misery as Krishna. Sometimes we may, source means the cause, ultimate cause, we may see it as nothing happens without Krishna. But sometimes we may see the purpose is Krishna. And okay, whatever has happened, let me take deeper shelter of Krishna. Sometimes we may not able to even to see the purpose of Krishna. So what do we do at that time? We need some association which will help us align our perception in a way that is in harmony with our devotion. We need some insight from somewhere. So to ascribe, so the bull is under illusion in the sense that he's not ascribing the Lord as the supreme cause. Sarva karana karanam, it is said. He's the cause of all causes. That may mean that he's the cause of, if some distress is coming in our life, he's the cause of the distress also. But that is not necessarily the point. Always. So I would say that if some devotees at a level of consciousness where they can see that even the suffering is not coming from Krishna. In fact, Krishna is, and Prabhupada even says in one purport that a devotee sees that Krishna is coming as the suffering. Somebody can see like that, that's also wonderful. But if we can't perceive like that, we don't have to make that into a major issue or major deficiency. The operating principle that we can apply in our life is yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshet. In our particular situation, how can we fix our mind on Krishna? That is best we can focus on. Thank you.